foreign buyers, speculators, and locals being priced out of the real estate market. While these topics are hotly debated when it comes to Vancouver real estate, the same issues are popping up in many areas around the world. Siargao is a small island in the Philippines, and according to our Mark Ting, it is dealing with rocketing land prices and affordability issues. Mark, of course, is our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hi there. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So a bit of a departure from your usual columns, Mark.
Yes.
Give us some background on Siargao. Why is the real estate market booming there?
So up until a couple of years ago, most tourists that visited Siargao were surfers. There's phenomenal world-class breaks there, and the cost of living is super cheap. So it's a perfect place for like surfers and backpackers. The problem was it's a bit off the beaten path. So there at that time, there was no direct flights. So most people who wanted to go to this island had to do so via a ferry. But then in 2017, a movie came out, and it really highlighted Siargao's natural beauty. This caused a surge of interest in the island. And it's not just the Filipinos that really were interested, but internationally as well. And the island basically went from relatively unknown to now it's the hottest island destination in Southeast Asia. And from a real estate perspective, talking to locals there, prices jumped about 800% in 2 years, mostly due to buyers from outside Siargao.
Uh-huh. So here in the Lower Mainland, particularly in our real estate market, foreign buyers, you could say, aren't exactly welcomed with open arms. Do the locals in Siargao feel the same about the influx of tourists and foreign investment?
Not really. Most of the locals I spoke to are actually quite happy that their island has become a hot spot. They're seeing a lot of money flowing into the economy. Infrastructure is being built. Like there's 5 years ago, all the roads were of the dirt variety, and now all the major routes have concrete. There's been like sports venues also being built. Of course, there's problems, and trash and sewage is probably their biggest problem. But the government seems to be pretty proactive. So the government and there's been a few nonprofit organizations, they're addressing these issues and they want to tackle them before things get out of hand. So the locals, in terms of their perspective on tourists, they see them as part of the problem, but mainly part of the solution as well. And what they're really doing is they're making a lot of efforts, really, so that to reduce the tourist impact on the environment. So if you go on an organized tour, which is quite common, there's lots of things to do on this island, you'll generally be charged an eco levy. And that proceeds, that money will be used to protect the nature. Plastic bags, something that we've been talking about forever. Plastic bags are completely banned on this island. You go shopping, you got to carry things out yourself. And bottled water is basically limited. Like they sell them there, obviously. But I was in Siargao for 12 days and I bought one plastic bottle. And I only needed one because there's filling stations around. And if you just went to a restaurant, they always offered free filtered water. So I didn't have to keep buying these single-use plastic bottles. And if I just compare that, because I travel quite a lot in Southeast Asia, typically when I travel, I probably go through 4 to 5 bottles a day, whereas they're 1 in 12.
Okay, that's a great idea. But what about the real estate prices going up 800% over 2 years? Isn't that a concern for the locals?
It was concerning. Now, you got to understand the prices went from very, very cheap, 800%. It's a big jump, but they're still quote-unquote affordable. But what we're seeing is a lot of FOMO, so the fear of missing out. So from foreign investors as well as the locals. And locals are talking about real estate a lot. Like I talked to a lot of them and it always came out. But what we're seeing is despite these high prices, despite the appreciation, I was told that landowners are now becoming resistant to sell. So that might be a reason prices are going up because there's few sellers. They're thinking more long term and they're not just cashing out. So now they know the spotlight's on them. They know that their land has value and they're just trying to find different ways to monetize their land because before they just owned this raw land. So now they're thinking about farming. They're definitely the tourists industry is booming, so they're wanting catering to them, or even both, farming and tourists. So we're seeing a lot of new locally owned businesses. They're popping up everywhere, and most of them have this sort of Siargao branding, which I'd say is an eco brand. A lot of eco-tourism is what they're looking for. Now, in terms of the locals who don't own land right now and looking to buy land, well, they're still buying land. But it's just like anything else. You might have to buy land outside the tourist center because it's cheaper there. So similar to what we do, we drive till we qualify. And that's what I heard a lot of people do. And they're planning to buy land, just not into touristy areas. They're confident, though, that the price appreciation will start spreading across the island. So they're pretty – that's why they're not all that concerned about it.
Okay. And not concerned about foreigners coming in and buying it all up?
Well, that's just part of it. It's like the good and bad. All the investment, it's a double-edged sword. So they get the infrastructure, but prices get – bid up, but they can still find land elsewhere that they think is still relatively cheap and affordable, and they think that the money will keep flowing and then their properties will go up in value.
And what about food prices? Are those going up too?
Yes, for sure. So there's more competition, there's more mouths to feed, but steps are being taken to increase the locally sourced food. I met a third-generation farmer named Simon, and he owns a self-sufficient organic farm with livestock like pigs, sheep, goats, guinea pigs. And his plan goes beyond his own farm. So what he's doing is he's teaching his neighbors how to farm their land. There's also talk of cooperatives and partnerships with these farmers so that they can buy supplies in bulk and set prices so they don't undercut each other. So the idea is to rely less on imports and to produce as much as they can on the island, therefore keeping prices a little bit lower.
And tourists doing their part too. You mentioned limiting plastic bottles, but beyond that?
That's part of it. Sunday is beach cleanup day, which is really popular with tourists and locals. Social media is also playing a part. For example, Simon's Farm is allowing for glamping. So tourists come, they play with the animals, they help out on the farm, all the while they're educating future tourists about sustainability via their Instagram and YouTube accounts. And then Simon is also talking to the restaurants. So they're trying to reduce waste. So he's talking about to the restaurants, he's collecting all their food scraps, which he uses on the farm for feed and compost. And again, that's waste that would generally go to the dump.
So outstanding lessons for us, Mark.
I was just impressed with how forward-thinking they were. I mean, they got these problems, they see an influx of money, and the local governments are being proactive. They've declared the area a protected zone and are implementing policies to reduce the amount of garbage produced. And the entrepreneurs, they're thriving because they're not greedy. They're pooling resources, helping each other build businesses. They're for keeping a lot of the money local.
Okay, and you're not working for the Siargao Tourist Information
Center. I'm not, but I can't wait to go back.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
That's Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth, and he's here every week at On the Coast.